We come into a posture for meditation that is comfortable, stable. It's helpful to not be in too much physical pain, at least in the beginning, so that we have as sustained a period as possible where we can rest in stillness with as much chance of enjoying it as possible. Balance the effort between engagement to brighten and clarify the energy and release to settle and calm. We invoke or brighten the quality of mindfulness, of knowing what's happening while it's happening, and bringing the light of inquiry and understanding so that we understand when things are beginning, sustaining, and ending. One of the primary qualities that comes into the foreground when we invoke mindfulness is being awake to how different perceptions moment to moment appear in awareness, sustain for a while even as they change, and then dissolve or disappear. Or end. Every sound, if mindfulness is steady, you can notice has a beginning, a sustain, and an ending. Sight, it's harder to track in that way because the things around us seem so permanent. But remember that it's not the impermanence of things that we're tracking, but our perception of them in meditation. So when I open my eyes, the sight of the room appears, and when I close them, it disappears. And this is important because we learn as we practice that our experience is created by perception. By what we perceive and how we perceive things to be steady or changing, and how attention moving is one of the most fundamental pieces of evidence that we have that everything changes. Paradoxically, we notice this best when we can keep attention steady for some time. And so mindfulness is supported by continuity of attention, connecting and sustaining attention on purpose, knowing what we're attending to. And to continue the process of grounding in meditation, we turn attention to the breath. And there's an awareness of the beginning of the in-breath, the sustain of the in-breath even as it changes, as the body fills with breath, and the end of the in-breath. And then the same for the out-breath, the beginning, middle, and end of the out-breath. And begin to track the rising and falling breath in this way. Connecting with the beginning of the breath. Reconnect at the middle of the breath just by recognizing this is the middle of the breath. And then the end of the breath. The turnaround of the beginning of the next half of the breath. And so there's three points to connect with. Beginning, middle, and end of each part of the breath. Continue breathing in this way, connecting with each part of the breath like this. You can do it by just noticing like a little rhythm, beginning, middle, end, or use words there if it really helps to not let the mind take the breath for granted and wander off, but really stay the beginning of the breath, the middle of the breath. And the first instructions in Anapanasati are to practice in this way with a long breath. And so you might slow and deepen the breath. A beginning, a middle, an end of the in-breath and then of the out-breath. Long breaths. And really knowing this is a long breath. If the mind is wandering, give it more to do. Note more parts of the breath. From the long breaths, whenever it feels natural to do so, you can relax through the body, let the breathing relax. And at the bottom of an out breath, just wait for the in breath to naturally come. And then without pulling it to make it long, let it turn around whenever it naturally turns around. And you'll probably have a shorter breath. Step two is to know the short breath. Maybe here you just have beginning and end, but just as focused. There's still a beginning, a middle, and an end of the breath. They're just a little closer together. As you breathe in this way, we're just relaxing, letting the body breathe itself, but really directing attention, connecting and sustaining attention with the breath. And then begin to feel the breath in the front and back of the belly, on both sides, in the front and back of the heart, and both sides of the ribs. Just feeling the subtle movement of the breath expanding and contracting. Feeling the breath out into the shoulders and out through both arms. You can feel the movement of breath in the arms. Or just feel whatever you feel as you breathe, but hold the sense of the whole torso and arms in your mind, in your attention. Feel the breath in the bowl of the hips and the pelvis, and then in both legs. Mixing the sense of the whole body with its sensations, with the sense of the breathing. And feeling both at once. And then including the head, space around the body, the whole back line of the body, back of the neck. Step three, breathing, feeling the whole body. Continuing to breathe, feeling the whole body, and just relaxing through the face and jaw, shoulders and neck, back, belly. And relaxing the whole body and relaxing the effort of breathing even more. Allowing a natural stillness to deepen through the whole body, the space around the body. Anytime the mind wanders, without following it, without judgment, immediately remember the whole body breathing and relaxing. Reconnect and re-sustain with the sense of the whole body. This tender feeling body sitting on the earth. And receiving the breath of life, minute after minute, moment after moment. As the tension settles, interest in the breath can deepen. A quality of enraptured energy attending to the breath can deepen. And a somatic quality of vibration and a kind of humming presence through the body can develop. Invite this if you get a hint of it. Let the breathing open into a kind of somatic brightness. Step five is to breathe, inviting rapture, piti, enraptured attention, rapt attention. Feeling the whole body breathing and bright with presence. Relaxing into being with ourself, being together in this moment, breathing. Inviting ourselves to feel the simple happiness or contentment of being with just this, the ease or pleasure of stillness. As the mind settles and focuses, inviting contentment, happiness, sukha, ease. Again, through the whole body, through the heart. And we connect here with the quality of the mind, the heart-mind. And with this ease and rapture as a foundation, with connecting and sustaining as a foundation, with mindfulness itself, presence through the whole body. Steps 7 and 8, to connect with conscious awareness or the mind, and then invite that mind, that thinking organ, and the perceptual field, to quiet, to become still. And become as still as possible in this moment. Presence through the whole body. From here, we'll sit in silence for a bit more. And let any of these instructions that resonate for you open to be the whole of the meditation. If you were to choose just one, I might suggest being present with the whole body. Well, we'll sit in silence together. I'll close the meditation space with the three lines of homage to the Triple Gem, to Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. I'll say them in Pali and English. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava, the Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one. Buddhang. I've only been doing it in Pali. I spaced to English. How funny. Arahang Samma Sambuddho Bhagava Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhiwa Demi. I render homage to the Buddha. Suakato Bhagavata Dhammo. The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One. Dhammang Namasami. I bow to the Dhamma. Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho, the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. Sanghang Namami. I bow to the Sangha. All right, good. Oh, letting it go.